Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of March 11, 2022, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Ginger begins, okay, first of all, I screwed up. We actually have only four more nights of bowling, counting March 11. Our last week will be on Friday, April 8. See the schedule below for March and April specifics. Second, I apologize to everyone who normally gets a copy of these notes because you probably did not get one last week. I have been having a major email issue, but hopefully it's been resolved now. We'll see. As usual, we need subs for our remaining weeks. Call Sharon if you can sub, and if you know you're going to be out. Also, please call and leave her a voicemail and let her know, preferably as soon as possible. The number of messages is the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700 after 8 o'clock a.m. If you are a sub, you will get a call on Thursday to confirm that you have a spot. The lane assignments and subs for week 18 on March 11 is lane 1 Pit Bulls, lane 2 Hangmen, lane 3 Silver Bullets, lane 4 Gunslingers, lane 5 Triple Threat, lane 6 Rough Riders, lane 7 Midnight Bandits, lane 8 Sharpshooters. The subs for March 11, Steve Sanders in for Reggie Blunt on lane 2, Matt Bowers in for Jeff Tucker on lane 6, Jonathan Lazenby in for Dwight Jones on lane 7, and Dwight Jones gets the next open spot. The schedule for March and 11, bowling on March 11 and March 25. Do not bowl in Raleigh March 18. The Charles E. Roan Invitational is in Winston-Salem, March 19. April, bowl April 1 and April 8. The Outlaw Tournament is May 14. Please hold both Saturday, April 23 and Saturday, April 30 for a possible league activity. More details will be forthcoming. And there is a t-shirt order at the end of the notes in your email copy. If anyone needs a shirt, please get your order in to Ginger by March 25 with your payment. Ginger has some orders, but there is the need to have a dozen items in order to get the best pricing. The Charles E. Roan Invitational Tournament in Winston-Salem will be held on Saturday, March 19 at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem. Registration begins at 9 and bowling at 9:30. Entry fee is $35, and entries are due to Winston-Salem by March 12. Outlaws pay on March 11. We will leave from J.C. Park at 7 a.m. with our usual stop. The Outlaw Board of Directors meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, March 22 via conference call at 7:30 p.m. The call-in number is 712-451-0989, and the access code is 936964, # or if you prefer, pound sign. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational is scheduled for May 14. We have to wait for the Buffalo Lanes Youth League to finish, so this is the earliest possible date for us to schedule. Watch for more details coming soon. The ABBA National Tournament. Information from the tournament director, Sandy McDaniel. Ms. McDaniel writes as follows. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Chicago this year for the 73rd annual ABBA tournament. The dates of the tournament are May 26th through May 29th. We will be staying at the Chicago O'Hare Hotel. That's the Marriott Chicago O'Hare Hotel, 8535 West Higgins Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60631. Their phone number is 1-800-228-9290 or 773-693-4444. The room rate is $105 per night plus 17.4% tax. People are finding it easier to call the hotel directly at 773-693-4444 to make reservations. Be sure to say the American Blind Bowlers Association in order to receive the group rate. Reservations must be received on or before May 4, 2022 in order to receive the discounted rates. Complimentary transportation is provided by the hotel to and from O'Hare International Airport. The Brickyard Grill and Bar is located in the Marriott O'Hare, Chicago O'Hare Hotel. And it is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can purchase discounted breakfast vouchers for $15 per day for the restaurant breakfast buffet when making your reservations. The Marriott Chicago O'Hare Hotel has accessibility to downtown through the Chicago L, a 24-hour public transportation station, is located just outside the parking lot. There are off-site restaurants within a mile of the hotel. Grocery store and convenience stores are within walking distance of the hotel. Complimentary access to the health club with your room key and the indoor and outdoor swim-through pools and the whirlpool as well. We will be bowling at Arlington Lanes, 3435 Kennicott Avenue, K-E-N-N-I-C-O-T-T Avenue, Arlington Heights, Illinois, 60004. Arlington Lanes will allow us to use our screw-down rails. This will be the last time we will be using the screw-down rails, as other bowling lanes do not allow us to use them. The lanes are providing food and drink specials for our group. While visiting the lanes, we ate at the lounge, and the food was great, and the prices were very reasonable. There will be a Chinese auction, as usual, at the tournament. If you have a few dollars to spare, a gift card to a national store or restaurant that you're not planning to use, or an item that could be auctioned off, it would be appreciated. If you have any questions, contact Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Erkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, at 612-722-3041. If you can send something for the Chinese auction, the address is Janice Erkilla, 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Outlaws, a note for you, we will make our deadline for entry Friday, March 25. The breakdown of entry fees for each event are as follows. Singles, $17, doubles, $17, team, $17. All events, $7. Registration, $12. Grand total, $70. Entry for the Masters Fee Competition is an additional $20. You will need to plan to fly to Chicago. Southwest Airlines has a number of flights from Raleigh to Chicago, but be sure to book one that says you are going to O'Hare International Airport, not Midway. They have two airports, and there's no shuttle transportation from Midway. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee of Persons with Disabilities For Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Previous recipients are not eligible. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work, and community activities, honors, ability to express himself or herself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee via an online application by May 31, 2022. For questions or for a copy of the application form, you may wish to contact Lori Millette, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, at 919-324-1128 or via email at Lori, L-O-R-I, dot Millette, M-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, at ncdps.gov. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. And now we have two recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. The first one, which is certainly nice on a chilly day, chicken noodle casserole. 2 cups of veggies of your choice, like corn, green beans, peas, carrots, or a mixture of those items. 4 cups of shredded chicken, a rotisserie chicken works great. 1 12-ounce package of wide egg noodles, 1 10.5-ounce can of cream of mushroom soup, 1 10.5-ounce can of cream of chicken soup, 2 cups of sour cream, 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 sleeve of buttery crackers, about 30 of them, that you have crushed, and 1/4 cup unsalted butter melted. For the instructions, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and lightly spray a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish with nonstick cooking spray. Cook the egg noodles according to the package instructions and then drain and set aside. In a large bowl, combine the cream of mushroom soup, cream of chicken soup, sour cream, the milks, garlic powder, onion powder, and black pepper, and then stir that in order to combine it. Then add the chicken, veggies, and noodles, and mix well to combine. Pour the mixture into the prepared baking dish in a small bowl. Combine the crushed crackers and melted butter, and then stir and to coat everything up nicely. Sprinkle the mixture over the casserole and bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until it is heated through and it is bubbly. Next up, cheesy pineapple casserole. The ingredients that you will need consist of 40 ounces of pineapple chunks. That would be 2 20-ounce cans, well drained, but reserve 1/3 cup of the juice. You'll also need 1 cup of sugar, 5 tablespoons of flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of sharp cheddar cheese shredded, 1/4 cup of butter melted, 1 sleeve of Ritz crackers, coarsely crushed, about 30 crackers would do it. Here are the instructions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Butter an 8x8-inch baking dish and set it aside. Drain the pineapple chunks. Place in a sieve and drain completely, blotting any excess liquid. Reserve 1 cup of the pineapple juice. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, combine the sugar, flour, salt, and the reserved pineapple juice. Add the sweet pineapple chunks and toss well in order to combine them. Spoon the pineapple mixture into prepared casserole dish and top with shredded cheese. Crush the crackers. In a small bowl, combine the Ritz crackers and the melted butter. Top with buttery cracker crumbs evenly on the pineapple mixture. Place them in the preheated oven. Bake for 30 minutes until golden brown, hot, and bubbly. And here's a suggestion or two. Add some chopped ham to make this even more savory. Or to make it more dessert-like, add shredded coconut, nuts, and or maraschino cherries. A note about the Outlaw Apparel form that's attached to your email copy of this recording. I mean, of the Outlaw's Spare Times. Below you will find the price list of the Outlaw shirts and jackets, etc. We have reduced our selection options this year to jackets, long and short sleeve t-shirts, and pullover hoodies. If you really, really want something different, we can ask. But these are the items that we currently have pricing for. Our jacket option again this year is the Zip Front Water Resistant Hooded Windbreaker with an embroidered logo on the front only. All items will be royal blue with white lettering and embroidered bowling pin logo on the front. The jackets do not have a logo on the back. Please specify if you want the vintage lettering, only logo, or the bowling pin design logo, same as the front, on the back of the t-shirts and sweatshirts. Payment must be made when the order is placed, and see Ginger Rush to place your order. There must be 12 items in order to make up an order. The short sleeve t-shirts are $15, the long sleeve t-shirts $18, pullover hoodies are $28, and the jackets are $50. You'll need to provide your name, the items ordered in sizes, and the total amount of money that is due and that you will be paying. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, where it can be accessed by clicking first on Listen, then under How to Listen to NCRS, click on the Skip to Podcast section, and then under NCRS Podcast Lists under Newsletters, click on Spare Times-Raleigh Outlaws. Select the date that you wish to hear and click on it. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I am Dick Hayden for reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.